Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
We are the change. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and we are talking about positive news. Very simple. Not bad news sells, not if it bleeds, it leads. Positive news and what we can do to change the world and change what we hear and we see on the news media today. So, as I said, this is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and we are here today on Friday, July 10th, just about the middle of the month here, and just about the middle of Positive News Month. And if you are listening for the first time, Purpose Talk Radio is about and interviewing people who are living their purpose, whatever that might mean, from being the person, making fries somewhere at a restaurant, through the CEO of a $40 million company. It doesn't matter. If you are living your purpose, maybe you want to appear on the show. It's fairly painless. It's just a short interview talking about what you have done, how you came to know what your dream is and your passion and how you came to succeed it, and what maybe you can suggest to other people who might be wanting to find their purpose and live it. We do air every Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time, otherwise known as noon over on the Pacific Coast, 3 on the East Coast, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. And we are also, during the show, we are live in a couple of different places where you can find us. One is the show link that I put out on Facebook on Purpose Talk Radio. If you go to the very bottom of the page, there is a chat room that is open for you, and you can put in comments, feedback, whatever, during the show and be a part of that. However, after the show ends, guess what? That drops out. So a better place to put your comments and feedback is over on Facebook group called Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And we do pin a post over there, although I just remember that it's not there yet. So I'm going to be putting that over there momentarily. And a time where you can put your comments, feedback over there as well. Now that post does stay there pretty much forever, or until Facebook decides it wants to take it down. And you know, honestly, we don't ever quite know when that's going to be, but we hope it's forever. And the during the show, however, and into the next week, that Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, is open all week for you to make comments and feedback about the show. And then it just scrolls down the page, which is not a big, make it hard to find if you are listening in the archives. So, based on that information, the song, both of the songs that you heard today, the first one is called I Am Who I Am, which is a theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. And the second one that you heard is called Positive News Day, theme song. Pretty simple, huh? Both of them were created by True Trinity. The first one is, both vocalists are Jillian Clark. And along with Jillian Clark and Rachel Grace and myself, we have co-written those songs to be shared with the world. You can find them over on True Trinity, which is TRUETRINITY.com, if you'd like. And you can purchase those there. The Positive News Day song, after the show, between now and the 15th, we're going to get that up on our brand spanking new website. I did have one last year that was used for the last 2 years. And it's been PositiveNewsDay.com. And now we have changed that to where we will be featuring a magazine that's been dreamed of for a couple of years. And that new website is positivenewsmedia.org. And you'll be able to find the song there for download, and that's free. I want you to be able to share it with the world on your Facebook pages, on your websites, wherever you find positive news. So there we go on all of that. I think, let's see, anything else? Oh, yes, if you'd like to reach me directly to be able to say that you want to be a guest on this show, please do so at the main Purpose Talk Radio website, which is purposetalkradio.com, and send me an email, which is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com. Again, pretty simple. And that will help us take a look at what you might have to offer and be able to get your wonderful message out into the world. So I want to talk a little bit about the news, and that is our topic today. And why are we doing this? Why was Positive News Day, Positive News Month created? Oh, I'm sorry. There are two more ways to have you participate in this show, and I'm terribly sorry I forgot them. One is to call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. You also can Skype in if you're listening to the show on Skype. As of right now, they are still allowing that on Blog Talk Radio. And there's a Skype button next to the phone number at the top of the show page. Again, those two ways are only possible while the show is live. Once we go off the air, yeah, you'll have to use the Purpose Talk Radio Conversation show page and group to be able to chat about it. And I am again at the wonderful Sharehouse Goods Coffee Shop and Amazon store. So occasionally we get some background noise, and you know that's perfectly okay. And what hopefully if these people decide to, if they come in, maybe we can even get them to participate in the show, because this is all a common good for the world. All right, now after all of that. Positive News Day, Positive Month is something that was created by me about 3 years ago. I was writing for an online magazine that I connected with someone through Facebook to do. And in March, there is something called Creature and Holiday. Kind of was a little smart aleck and thought, fine, I am going to create my holiday. It's going to be called Positive News Day. Well, you know, you put something out on Facebook, you put something in writing, and guess what? Your friends decide you better stick to it. So I am very grateful to them because they had me stick to my guns and had me stick to my commitment to myself, because I had for many, many, many years wanted to have a positive news outlet where there was print, broadcast, publishing, music, everything that was positive could be shared. You know, now I'm not saying that the wars that are going on, the tornadoes, the weather in episodes, things like that should not be shared. That's not what I'm saying at all, because it is part of what happens in our world. What I am saying by creating this is that, hey, you know, there's good that can come out of that, those situations. You know, we look at what happened in the Carolinas and the shootings that were there and the family that stood at the court case and looked the man in the face and said, we forgive you. And we pray for you and your family, as well as we pray for us and our families and our community. And, you know, to me, that was just, it was heart-wrenching that somebody could do that quickly. Oh, sure, we hear about these things months up the road, but we don't always hear about it that quickly in the process. You know, I had friends when I was robbed back in December. I let stuff go. It was stuff. I wasn't hurt. And my minister even was amazed at how quickly I just forgave it and let it go and tried to start rebuilding. You know, it's things. The good in that is that, you know, the importance was the relationships and the relationships that I built with others as I rebuilt my life and my belongings that were important to me. You know, and I appreciate the outpouring of the finances and the support and the prayer and all that came about, that, you know, maybe I would have stayed in my little hole in the world and, you know, first of all, not learned to ask for help, not had some other people offer to help that seriously were strangers or that I had not connected with in quite some time, reach out and say, you know what, you know, I've got something here, I can help you either financially or product-wise or whatever. And it was just amazing. That's the kind of stuff I want to read about in the news. Back when I was a professional journalist, and even back in high school and college, there were so many times where I was sent out to do a piece that someone told me I had to do. Like, you know, covering suicides, covering arguments. There's one I remember, I covered a trailer park, and there were issues with the management, and the residents were just up in arms, and there was a lawsuit against them, and all this stuff. And, you know, yes, that had to be, because it was upsetting the city. It was a big issue because it was a fairly small community. But what happened when I went out and I talked to the elders and said, look, this is what's going on. Part of it, they said they didn't even realize it was as bad as it was. That the talk around the town wasn't as bad. They didn't think it was that bad. Till they heard me asking the questions. And it was, oh, well, I think we need to do something about this. You know, they knew they had to before, legally. But then, it became more of, oh, okay, if that many people are being impacted by it, we really, really do need to do something soon. You know, and I was pretty impressed how quickly things got done. Now, had I not stepped in, would somebody else have done it? Maybe so. Would they have moved as quickly? Maybe not. You know, the media gets involved, and in this case, the media was a good thing. And those are the types of things that I want to see when I read the news, when I hear the broadcasts out there. And I've heard so many other people say, I won't buy the newspaper anymore. All there is the, how many killings are in the city of Milwaukee? We have now a 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 9, and a 10 o'clock, all newscasts that take over our stations and the various stations out here in the Milwaukee area. And there's a lot of people that say, why? Because we don't watch it. All they've got is news on there. All they've got is this bad stuff. All they've got is this, are these talk shows where, you know, one family member is bashing another one. Those kinds of things. People are telling me they don't want to hear it. And I don't know about you. I'd love to hear your comments and what you think about them. Again, you can call in at 347-205-9074 and make your comments. What can we do? How do we change that? How can you be a part of Positive News Day, Positive News Month? Here's the deal. So this 3 years ago, I created this day, this holiday. And what it meant was that, okay, every year in July, I would ask media to participate in focusing on positive news. And then focus even more forcefully on July 15th. You know, there's magazines that don't publish every day. They only publish once a month. There's newspapers that only once a week. And all those folks then would have, you know, if they focused on the 15th, they wouldn't do anything. So this way there's more of an opportunity if they go sometime during the month and focus maybe one issue, one broadcast. What you can do as listeners here is share these links, share the press release, share the logo. Ask your media, tell your media what you want. You know, they're going to listen to you, especially if you take the time. You know, write letters to the editors. Write letters to the station manager. And let them know what you want to hear and why you want to hear it. Because those are the things that will change what it is. If you want to keep hearing the wars and the fighting, fine, let them know that as well. You know, quite honestly, if that is what the public wants, that is what they will give them, and that's what they'll keep doing. When I was in journalism school, it was, like you said at the beginning, if it bleeds, it leads, and the bad news sells. Now, I have seen, even over the 3 years, many, many, many media outlets that have changed to putting out positive news. And, it's been pretty cool. So it allows, you know, us to choose a little bit what we want. And, you know, on the website, on my old website, I had all of that stuff there. And I will put it up on the new site as well. So that you can have links to other positive outlets. The other thing that you can do is if you see positive news, please come share it on the Positive News Media Facebook page or the website, thepositivenewsmedia.org. And you know what? While they're busy in here, I am going to go and play the song one more time for you so you can hear some of the things that you can do. Here you go.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. I change perspective. I change attitude. I change the world one positive story at a time. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. I look for the good in everyone. Writing about the positive, I'll see the ripple effect the world. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. One person at a time, one thought at a time, one positive story at a time. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, it doesn't take long. World peace will come, let all the good be told. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. One positive news story at a time. I feel the change is coming. Feel the change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, it doesn't take long. World peace will come, let all the good be told. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming.
All right, there you go. Positive News Day theme song again. And it was perfect, you know, as they made their little coffee here, their exit smoothie, got all that in, had the conversation. And, you know, that's why I like this place. I can just hang out and be myself, and so can they. It's pretty cool. So I hope you got something out of that song. And like I said, it is available at, or will be available on the positivenewsmedia.org website. What else do I want to say about this? You know, I really have probably said most of what I wanted. You know, please come over, share your links, share what you want. If you're a media outlet, I would love to be able to feature what you're doing that shows the positive messages that are going out. You know, I put a couple of kind of fluff pieces up there this week. You know, the firefighters that rescued the ducks are on the Facebook page. The Johnny Depp going and helping, going and visiting some sick kids. Okay, that's not at all fluff. You know, but he was able to, you know, show himself in his pirate gear and surprise the kids. They didn't even expect him to be coming. And the thrill on their faces and what they did and how they felt about it was just so cool to watch. Someone else has shared on the website about a woman, you know, she wanted a cochlear implant very badly and couldn't afford it. And, her mother-in-law helped pay for it. And then they went on the air and turned around, and Ellen DeGeneres turned around and actually paid for it, you know, so the family could do what they wanted to do and hang out together and not suffer from that extra money that needed to be put out. Because those things are expensive. And you all know that I'm, you know, very much into sign language interpreting and facilitating communication in all ways. And, you know, that there is a lot of controversy about cochlear implants because it is a brain surgery, especially with children. But on adults, when they can make that decision, it's, you know, and change and hear, it's amazing. It is amazing for them. You know, and I understand that because when I had the cataract surgery on my eyes and went from not seeing to what I was able to see, you know, it blew my mind. I was, you know, felt like I was in a different world for a while. So I very much understand that story that was just shared about Ellen's helping out with that. You know, and you know, those stories, those are the things we want to hear about, is what happens out of the unexpected. Sorry, I just had someone sending me a message because both my computer and hers crashed this morning. Mine crashed at the top of the show, which is why you didn't have me on right at 2 o'clock. And now hers did from a malware. Mine was because I had way too many windows open. And I wanted to stay so busy. You know, I had the Blog Talk Radio open. I had my Facebook pages. I had a bunch of people that I wanted to connect with. It was all open. So, you know, you got to close it down once in a while. And you got to let, you know, just like we got to let the bad stuff roll off our back. I had to get over there and make some room in the memory banks of my computer to be able to share the positives instead. It's like we got to make the room in our memories from the bad stuff and clear that out, and clear that junk out, and come back to find the positive. Anyway, so like I said, as far as the links are concerned, the stories, you know, they're there. They're there for you. I am finding so many people on Facebook that are just, they don't share the bad stuff anymore. You know, they look for what is that poster, that picture, that graphic that's going to lift me up today. That's stuff I'm going to share on my window and my profile and on my business. And one of the ones that are going to promote other people. And those are the ones I see shared more often. I don't see the bad stuff that often, except on pages that are more geared toward news, which is interesting. Interesting as I say that, and I realize that. So please, news media folks, if you're hearing this, you know, participate in the positive pieces. Share those, because I'd love to promote your page. And I'd love to promote you being a part of this month and these activities. The other piece of it, you know, like I said, this is going to keep going. And I hope it's like the ripple effect of a pebble. That once we start doing it, it doesn't become just 1 month out of the year or one day. That eventually segments of a newspaper or segments of a broadcast are focusing on the positive. You know, maybe one out of a week or one section that is geared toward, just like we have the sports and the weather and the comics. You know, let's have a section that's positive. Wouldn't that be a new concept? I wonder how many people would read that and maybe pick up the newspaper again and look for it. Or how many people would go to their specific pages that they look at every day for the news and click in a different location, broadcast it on their Facebook page and on that website. Wouldn't that be cool? That would tell everybody and tell the world something different. So, you know, like I said, if you've got some comments, please feel free to put them up on the Facebook, on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. And I just closed the chat room, so I hope nobody was in it. Sorry about that, folks. If you were, please come back in. That was not fun. I did that accidentally on my page here. And if you have comments later, come to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook group and comment there. I would appreciate it. And I see we do have a couple people in that chat room. If you want to type in some comments, you're welcome to do that as well. And we can put them up on the air. I think that is pretty much, honestly, not to drag this out into ad infinitum or anything like that. I just hope that you are able to participate as you can and share the information. And we will put all of that up on the Purpose Talk Radio pages. We will put it up on the positivenewsmedia.org and the Positive News Media Facebook page. I'm still getting used to saying those things as we change the name, and I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, and ultimately, here's the other piece. You know, if you are a writer of any kind, or a designer, or cartoonist, or a graphic artist, or actually, you know, videographer, audiographer, whatever. I don't even think that's a word. But, you know, if you want to share news that you see happening in your community on a semi-regular basis, or you want to create something, I'd love to have you contribute to the magazine that will be coming out. The positivenewsmedia.org is going to be turned into an online magazine for all of these areas. You know, somebody asked me what was the inspiration for this and what was the journey. Well, like I said, the journey has been from way back in high school and college when I had to write the stuff that I didn't want to write. Maybe I didn't clarify that quite as much as I should have. I was forced to write that stuff, and I'd come home and I'd feel sick about it because I knew that, you know, I didn't want to interview the family of the kid that crashed their car and committed suicide. I didn't want to have to go to those people. What I wanted to do was to find the kid that went, oh my God, you know, I knew that he was feeling bad and I couldn't help, but you know what, next time I'm going to. Or, wow, you know, I was out driving that day and everything just the end for me. And I almost went there myself and wow, I can't do that now because, you know, I look at how sad my friends would be. Those were the stories that I wanted to write about. And those were the stories that I tried to pull out. I loved myself writing, you know, as people retired. It was, what did you learn from this experience that you can give to others? And I think that's part of what Purpose Talk Radio, when I was able to get involved in that, why I remember and got so active in it. You know, what lessons can you give to the incoming teachers? Or someone that, you know, just decided to go to another job? You know, what is great about this community that I'm writing about and that you're leaving, that you'd want to share with the world if somebody was coming in to fill your job and take it over? Those were the kinds of things I wanted to write about. And when I did, usually when it's out in the community, somebody would tell me that they read that story. More so than they read, you know, something else. More so than they tell me they read the basketball scores from the game the weekend before. More so than they tell me they read about the budget meeting that was at the city government meeting. Now, like I said, of course those things have to be reported. People want to know what their taxes are going to be before they get their taxes. They want to know what they're going to pay for. Those are normal things. Those need to be put out there. And I think the biggest inspiration 3 years ago was how I felt writing for that magazine and finding the fun stuff. My column is called True Voice. And it was the voice that I wanted to project out to the world. So even though it kind of started as a game when I created July 15th as Positive News Day, as a game with myself, it has become so much more. When I first had the dream back in high school and college of, God, why can't we have positive news? There was a columnist. I can't remember her first name. I can remember her last name was Laura Becky, out here in the Milwaukee area. She always wrote fun stuff. You know what? The first thing, when I picked up the newspaper, the first place I went was her column. I just thought of that now. And she was my mentor without even being my mentor. She was the person that I wanted to be someday. She was the journalist and the columnist that I wanted to be someday. You know, but a lot of times, columnists are those folks that have been in the business for a long, long time. And, you know, journalists seldom retire. They go in the field and they stay there until they get burned out. Unfortunately, my burnout came a lot sooner than most people do, so I never got to be there long enough for my own column. But the more I looked about and I thought about it, you know, and originally there was a lot of cost, to print a newspaper. Oh, my gosh, you know, how am I ever going to get something like that, to print a magazine, to broadcast a news station? Boy, with all the rules and regulations that are out there. You know what? The Internet has made it possible to be able to create this stuff now. To be able to create something without a heavy cost. And to be able to have others contribute to it without them putting out a lot of cost either. But instead, putting out themselves, their energy. You know, every time I read something good, I could feel myself smiling inside and out. I could feel the warmth going up from my toes through my entire body and into my brain and getting more excited about anything, you know? I'd walk away from reading those columns and the world seemed so much brighter, so much easier to handle. And I guess that's what I want to share with the world, is that opportunity. For all of you listening, for everyone everywhere, is to, just like I do in my interpreting, facilitate communication, to facilitate a way that you will feel good about the things that are happening to you and around you. And that energy then is distributed and passed out to those around you. Because, you know, just like a dog that gets beat up, a dog is going to go out, and the next thing it comes up to, it's going to growl and snarl and bite at. People do the same thing. When their brain goes into something negative or sees something, you know, sees a fight on the street, that energy comes into their being. When they read something, that energy goes through their body. And they go after the next person, and the next person, the next person. And it's cyclical. And it passes too much anger into the world. Instead, my dream, my goal, is that as people find the positive news, and the positive things that they can share with the world and their friends and their family and their coworkers and their classmates and everybody else, and on their Facebook pages and in their community, that instead of putting out anger and hate and wanting to beat up the next person that comes in front of them, that instead they are able to share happiness and a smile and a joy and live in a community where there's peace and understanding. You know, we can't do it alone. we may not be able to create peace in the whole world by ourselves, but that ripple effect, like the song says, will create peace in the world eventually. And if we take it one person at a time and let our thoughts align, we'll be able to create that peace, at least in our little circle of influence. So that's the reason for creating Positive News Month, Positive News Day, Positive News Media, and asking you to be a part of it, inviting you to be a part of it and to share it. So I hope that answers the listener's question. So, with that in mind, if you want to read more about the journey, come to the website. I'll be putting it up there over the next couple of months, putting pieces of it out there as I think about it and remember it. And, you know, I think the affirmation for this week is very simple. I am a positive influence in the world, and I share positive energy wherever I am. Positive influence in the world around me, and I share positive energy wherever I am. So come on over to Facebook Conversations. Come on over to Positive News Media. Come over to positivenewsmedia.org. I think that's all the wonderful places that we'll be able to find this and be a part of it. And next week, I do have a guest, Diane Danadieu. And, you know, I just got her information today, I must say. So I am not absolutely sure what she is going to be sharing with you. But it will be. She does a meditation. She does she's a musician. She does all of that. And she also will be the sponsor of our show for the next couple of weeks. So I invite you to be a part of that. Basically what she does, Diane helps people learn how to talk to God and to get the answers to find and live their divine purpose. After chasing what she thought was supposed to be a good career, lots of money, all of that, she found herself empty and suicidally depressed. So here we go. You know, today she helps others find their connection to the divine and to receive the divine guidance they seek and truly awaken to find the joy that comes from living their connection. So that is what she is going to be able to share next week. And I am so looking forward to that and what she's going to do. Like I said, she's sponsoring this show in the next 2 weeks. And, you know, I am looking so forward to that and hearing some of her music and things if she is wanting to share that. And just being a part of that world. The topic next week will be 5 keys to unlock your connection with God and finding and living your purpose. So until then, again, if you'd like to be a guest on our show, please do send me an email at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. And join us in the journey. If you have products or services like Diane does that you would like to share with the world, and she'll be talking about her workshop that she has to help people do that, I invite you to do that. Send me an email for that as well. And I think last but not least, you know, I will share one more time the theme song of I Am Who I Am, which is a theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. The other one being Positive News Day theme song, both by True Trinity, Julian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. And their website is truetrinity.com. Until next week, folks, when we do share people who are living their purpose and how they came to know it, how they came to achieve it, and what they might be able to do with you so that you can live your purpose, I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.